Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Soul Sister Show with host Sue and myself, Anne. And today we have Thursday, June 10th, 2021, and we are on our way into the summer, finally. And we're very sorry that we had to cancel last week's show, but we are here with you again. And sometimes in these times, in the crazy world, things just pop up. But we're fine, everything is fine. Just couldn't make it last week. So we are a live call-in show, and you can call us at 213-943-3587, 213-943-3587. International callers, dial plus one before the number. You can call us for questions, chat with us about anything spiritual, share a story, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. And if you want to talk with us live on the show, remember to press 1, because that's important. Or you can also go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live, scrollsofthesoul.com/live, where you can listen live on the player and text chat with us during all our shows. And of course, tonight, you can even ask a question in there, so don't hesitate, just go there if you feel for it. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden this time. So I moved away from, traveled from Greece and came back to Stockholm here. It's a nice weather. It's actually very green here if you compare to roads. We had some rain today, but now we have sunshine, and it's kind of a changing weather. But I still would like to go back to Greece anyway. But it's okay. On today's show, we will talk about illusions, why we create them and how we perceive them. So what are illusions? That's kind of an intriguing question. Plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And we would love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. International callers, dial plus 1-213-943-3587. And as I mentioned before, you can also join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And we are a live call-in worldwide radio broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Stockholm, Sweden. So around the globe, right? And once again, guys, don't hesitate to call us. We'd just love to talk to you live on air. Give us a ring at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial plus one before the number, and we take your calls for questions or free mini readings or just chatting with you about any and all spiritual. And remember to press 1 to talk with us live on the show, or you can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live and listen live on the player and text chat with us in the chat room below during all our shows. And on today's show, we will talk about illusions, why we create them and how we perceive them. It's really an intriguing topic for me. I love this topic. Plus your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. So if you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that love to talk about the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and of course, we are passionate about any and all spiritual topics. And we are always a live call-in worldwide radio. We are also very proud to announce that we have listeners in 29 countries all over the globe, and we are growing. And I have to admit, maybe we have been growing, and I haven't checked things out. I have to do that. But that's all continents. So thank you so much for honoring us with listening into our show. And you can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number and call us for questions, share a story with us, chat with us, or get a free mini reading live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show. That's important. And you can also text chat with us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And of course, you can find us on YouTube. Search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube. And please subscribe and like our videos. Now, let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, my beautiful Sissy Sue, all the way from hot Arizona. Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good, Sissy. Yes, it is hot Arizona. We are now in summertime. Everyone here knows it. It's about 100. Today is supposed to be at 107, 109. But next week, you're not going to believe it. Next week, we're supposed to be at 117 degrees. Sissy, that's the temperature where we fry eggs on the sidewalk, okay?
Okay.
If we want a hamburger, there's no need to light a grill. Put it on the sidewalk.
I love that. So if you bring the hamburgers, I bring the bread.
Okay. I'll bring the hot dogs, too. I'll bring all the meat.
That's hot.
Yeah, that is hot. Anyways, I digress. Yeah, no, we have it's not bad. You know, when out here, you know, most of us have pools. And being in the desert, you know, it's absolutely beautiful here because it's not just desert. We have amazing mountains. And I don't know if you know this. You may know it. Here we have what's called the Superstition Mountains. These mountains, it's native. It's a native thing to the natives. It holds a lot of precious, mysterious types of things in that mountain. And whenever there's a storm coming, because we're coming into that time of year where we finally get some rain, and then we all run outside and play in the rain, you know, because it's been hot all year, that mountain is when the storms come over the mountain, you can see it from my home. You can see lightning hit the top of the mountain. It's incredible.
Wow.
Out here, we have amazing lightning. It's kind of like, a lot of people like fireworks. Well, I'm more of sitting outside and watching the lightning in the sky because it's a natural firework, you know?
Yes,
and
I know.
Here, they're just beautiful. You know, I know it's dangerous and we shouldn't be outside with lightning, but it's like God is putting on a show for us and we get to watch the show. You know, it's a natural,
natural occurrence.
Yeah. So
that
actually
sounds beautiful, actually. Yeah, I know. Here we can see the rainbow in Sweden. We can't see lightning so much. But we have a lot of rain, of course. But in Greece, you can see it and you can hear it, I promise.
Right. And of course, you have water. So it's got to make kind of an echo sound, I would imagine, with lightning, because you're on an island, right?
Yes, it probably does. I just know that I can hear it very loudly.
Yeah, here too, because we sit what looks like a fishbowl. If you were to take a satellite image of the desert, and then all the mountains surround us, it's kind of like sitting in a bowl. So when it lightnings here, you get an echo because it's you're in a bowl. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah.
But it's
I have something to say about that. How about sound healing, sitting in the bowl? Okay.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, I mean I love it because you feel it through the body, and it's another rhythm, you know, because we do biorhythm as well and biorhythm healing. And for me, it's kind of a vibrational thing. So I feel it on a vibrational level. I just think it's awesome, you know. So I enjoy our weather. Yeah. I digress. Sorry,
anyway, guys,
it went off.
No, it's okay. Anyway, so give us a ring. If you haven't called in yet, now is a great time to get your spot in the queue. So call us at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number and call us for questions, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. Who can resist that one, right? And very important, if you want to talk with us live on the show, please press 1 so we can see that you actually want to go on live with us. You can also listen live and text chat with us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. That's a new one, right? We had it, but we announced it separately. So if you want to have a personal reading with me or Sue, you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And of course, you can find out more about our radio at scrollsofthesoul.com. And we are more than happy to interact with you. And once again, here's the number. You can call us at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number. And if you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1. And before we move on with today's show, let's recap what the last show was all about. Sissy?
The last show was the 27th of May, I believe. Oh, sorry, guys. I hit my mic. Sorry about that. And that was, we're doing astrology. And so what we're doing is we're kind of breaking down different aspects of the zodiac signs. So when we first did this, we went into all the birth signs. At least we tried to. It's a 90-minute show, so we can't get to every birth sign. And then as we moved along, we picked certain aspects of the signs that we wanted to dive deeper into. So last 2 weeks ago, that topic was specifically about traits and planets and how they influence us, because there is a huge influence. And you have to understand the planets themselves. So some planets are stronger than others, right? And we can connect with that. Some of us understand, as an example, and I have to use this as an example. Mercury is the biggest one, right?
Yes.
And so with Mercury, we tend to have trouble with electronics, things of that nature. So, just to kind of give you an idea, we'll probably further this too, because there's really a lot of aspects to the birth sign we can break down. So don't be surprised if there's another part, you know, maybe in August or September. Okay, Sissy. So yeah, that's basically it, guys. And you can always go back to scrollsofthesoul.com/past to listen in.
To find out past episode. So
yeah,
last week, last episode. Show, 27th of May, that was part 3. So we made 2 more parts before that. So
Yeah.
It's all on the page.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And you know, we love this topic because, you know, you kind of can go do a deep dive into what affects us planetary-wise. So we rather enjoy this topic, the both of us. So
yeah, we do. Just one little small thing here. We are in retrograde, right? Mercury.
Yes.
Still.
Yeah, isn't that fun, Sissy? Aren't we just having fun with retrograde? On a side note, can you explain to the audience what that means, particularly with retrograde?
It means that the planet is actually not going backwards, even if it sounds like that. But it's something that occurs astrologically, and it's affecting us because it's a planet, right? And some of us are more affected than others. I'm a Gemini, and that's my planet, so I'm very much affected. I know you are too, so you probably have it in your birth chart. But usually it's connected to communication. So anything when it comes to communication can be off, it can be weird. People don't listen to you, they don't hear what you actually say. Misunderstandings, you talk through each other, you don't really understand each other. So it's not that it's a totally negative thing. So it's very good to try to use that energy instead, to work with it instead of against it. Because if we try to fight it all the time and we get angry, I've been there too for a few years. And I said, oh, no, not retrograde again. I don't want to be here. Take me away.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can learn to. I don't claim that I have learned it 110%, but I'm trying to do my best. So what we can do is to avoid very serious communication, no big decisions during that time, so to speak. Or if we have to, then we make sure that everyone really understands what the other one is saying, so we can have a receipt when we talk with each other. That's a good way. And also, don't be angry if there are electrical things and technical matters that are going to pop up, because that happens for me all the time.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we have to learn to utilize that to our advantage. Okay, so, and I'm just going to wrap this aspect of the conversation up, I'm just going to say one or two things, and then we'll move on to the topic. With with this, you can bang your computer, you can throw your computer, anything electronic, you know, you just feel like you want to light it on fire is the best way to put it, with retrograde. So my advice to anyone who is having trouble acclimating to retrograde is walk away for a couple of minutes. Just take a breath, take a walk, and take 5 minutes away from whatever you're doing. And that's enough to decompress you, decompress from that aggravation, you know, and then try it again. If it doesn't work, you know, the next day, you know, we have the next day.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah. So just try to cope with it, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Sissy, I'm longing for today's topic.
Okay. Today's topic. All right. Everyone, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming. We adore you. We appreciate you. And we're so honored that you're here. So hang in just a couple more minutes and we'll be over to take your phone calls. Today's topic is about illusions. And like Anne said, it's a matter of perspective and perception, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times we don't understand when we have something we assume, okay?
Yeah.
We start to create something in the mind. And depending on the topic, right? Depending on what it is that's happening. And it could be fear, it could be love, it could be anger, any one of those emotions, right? And this is really, illusions is about delving deep into the mind, right?
Yes.
And understanding how are we perceiving that? We tend to first react and not think, right? So when something happens and we get upset, we tend to get angry or we tend to get hurt. And so we don't take the time to think. Now,
I have something to add to that, if I can, because I love this topic. Because, you know, you can also say that because what we perceive, our perception, that's many times based on what we carry with us, our earlier experiences, right? So it's very easy to presume something based on what we have experienced in the past. And that's something that creates that illusion. So talking about letting the veil fall is to try to see things from different angles, because many things are not always as they appear for us. Because if we have 10 people, they will perceive and look at the same scene that they are watching in 10 different ways, right?
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, that's the thing. I think when we have a perception of something, when we create that illusion in our minds, when we respond, okay, so when we respond to someone, because we set up a scenario on how we think the other person is acting or how they may be acting towards us. It's kind of like a dance or a play where each person has their part, right? But I'm going to use the argument as an example. You can get into an argument with a family member. You can get into an argument with a spouse, friends, doesn't matter. The point being is that when we do this, we set ourselves up because of hurt or anger. We set ourselves up to imagine kind of the worst. And that's where we start to create in the mind, you know, things that just don't exist. So that's when we come into how we perceive, you know, how we perceive someone's response. And a lot of times we're wrong. And the reason I say that is because when you don't use logic, right, you use emotion and you don't take the time to stop and think, that's when you make mistakes. And that's when we set ourselves up. We can set ourselves up for failure. You can set yourself up for failure with...
In a minute, actually.
Yeah.
It's very fast to do that.
And so if we remove the emotion, which, look, I'm not saying that's easy. That's the most difficult thing to do, is remove the emotion from something, because usually this all stems from something emotional. But if you take the time to kind of listen, not talk, because half of illusion in the mind is not listening to what the other person is saying and perceiving something that isn't. Make sense, Sissy?
Yes. Absolute sense.
So we can create a false hope with something like that. We can create, there's so many areas in which we can go into. And
you know, I also have to say that illusions can be included in all areas of life. Like we haven't maybe...
Right.
Let's take a romantic one. We have a perception or an illusion of how we want a relationship to be. We tried it for years. It never worked out for us. So that shows if something is not working for us, it's most likely an illusion. I don't say always, because we can't say things like that. But if it doesn't work, that's part of an illusion at the least. So we need to work on that part, because we have a perception of how things should be, and maybe that's not exactly what we would be really happy with. Does that make sense?
Right. And to further that that statement and that thought process, it can get to a point where it's where things can become unrealistic, you know, in the sense that in relationships, you know, you have a certain expectation. And I don't mean from traditional aspects, okay? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm merely saying that you have an expectation from a partner and that partner has it from you. And a lot of times, you know, we don't live up to what the other person's perception is, the other person's
expectation,
and so we're not being, you know, it's not realistic. I don't know how if I can make this clear.
I can say it in a funny sense. We don't deliver.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just have to say that.
Okay, I can take that to a whole other area when we're talking about relationships, but I digress. But you get the point. You get the point. Yeah, we can have expectations, all right? And then there's disappointment. And that's where illusion can come in. That's a whole other area, that one. We'll just leave for another day. I don't know. Sissy, is that in the spiritual realm? When, oh, God. I mean...
It's your funny sister, but it's because, you know what, it's when I expect something from you and you don't deliver that for me, I'm going to have to deal with my illusion.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Right. Either that or I'm going to not wake up breathing the next day, you know, something. I'm just joking. Anyways, okay, we're really veering off here. All right, back to the topic.
Sorry for that. I'm still laughing.
Okay. So when we do this, okay, we can tell ourselves things. That's the other part of it. So when you're, no matter what the relationship is, like we said, it doesn't matter if it's romantic, if it's work, if it's, you know, friendship, family, it doesn't matter. We can tell ourselves things that aren't necessarily correct because we perceive something where the other person, okay, the opposing person, like in a debate, like in an argument, it's the same thing, you know, but I'm bringing this home, you know, closer to home type of thing. But in a debate, right, we banter back and forth. But there is perceptions and misunderstandings that can occur. And then we set ourselves up for kind of an illusion of the mind.
Yeah.
Because we thought someone was saying something, and that's not what they were saying at all. So, you know, it's a very interesting topic. Because I think we all tend to do it when it's specific to emotion. Once you remove emotion and you add a little logic to something, and I don't, you know, life in some ways is very vast, right? So a little illusion, it's going to come into all areas of our lives. But it's when we remove ourselves from, we remove the emotional aspect of something and we just add a tiny bit of logic and reason to it, I think that's when we start to come out of something that we create in the mind. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. So, perfect sense.
Yeah. And you know, that can also cause arguments too. So in relationships, in even work environments, if we, if a boss, as a for instance, has an expectation and you don't understand what that expectation is, that can cause that barrier between employer and employee. So the same thing can occur in life, you know, in relationships. And that's when, in our own mind, we start to set up things that are unrealistic. And quite honestly, in the spiritual realm, they're not conducive to our divinity, you know?
No, it's not.
Because we start, you know, with something that's an illusion, especially if we have emotion attached to it, when we attach emotion, then we start attaching a lot of energy to that emotion. And once we do that, and as a for instance, you know, Ann and I go into the Akashic Records and we do soul realignment, right? With that, we can see that certain clients can set themselves up for unrealistic things, and so they contribute to a negative thought form, and that's just an example.
Yes.
So, you know, these are the things that can happen. It's kind of like climbing stairs, climbing up or climbing down, or running down, I should say. When we run upstairs or we run downstairs, we trip. And if we continue doing that, we're adding a lot of energy to that, right? So we tend to run downstairs,
yes, we do.
And fall when we are emotional. And then we can set ourselves up for failure. And this is what I mean by an illusion. When we continually feed that illusion, we start to create negative thought forms. And those negative thought forms are in the environment. Right?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, we usually talk about energy, and everything is energy. And if we feed an energy, that's not going to be good for us or anyone else around us, because we have, we see things through an illusion that we have created. And sometimes, you know, because it's a matter of who we are as people and souls, right? But it's very hard for people here to remember things on a soul level. It can come in bits, and some people actually do, but they are not very many. And if we want to work with this part with illusion, it's a good thing to try to forget about, I don't say it's easy, try to release and forget about what we think we know about something, and see things just as they appear. It's a good thing to start to work on, because it's not going to be, if we do that continuously, we're going to start to see different things in the same picture.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So basically, just to wrap this up, because we're at the bottom of the hour, and then we're coming to you guys, so hang on just a couple more minutes, 3-4 minutes. The outcome of this, you know, so what would be the outcome? Well, the outcome wouldn't be so good if it is on the emotional side, and which normally everything is, because the human condition is about emotions, whether it's love, anger, happiness, frustration, all those emotions that are wrapped into something. But those emotions, because we feed them, can create an illusion that's not realistic. So the outcome, all right, on a spiritual level, because everything we do is about the spiritual side of things, on a spiritual side, it can affect us and affect people around us, because if we feed it and we feed into that, it becomes this energy. And it affects the atmosphere in the room, even your home, you know, and people can feel that. So I hope that makes sense, guys. You know, I hope that I can't make it any clearer. You know, I'm just thinking about how people are affected energetically, you know. So, all right, Sissy.
That was great, Sissy. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
We are at the bottom of the hour. So are you ready to let me announce a few things?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Then we start to take some calls. Okay.
Yes.
Great. So I'm going to try to be fast. And we love to talk to you. We always say that, and we do really mean it. So there's still room here in the queue. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number and call us for questions or free mini readings live on air. If you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1. And you can listen live and text chat with us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And on today's show, we are talking about illusions, why we create them and how we perceive them. It's very intriguing. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, June 17th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and Anne discussing numerology. So we love that topic too. And we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air as usual. We'll be on 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. time. And you can find a time near you at scrollsofthesoul.com/post/time for broadcasting around the globe. And you can always keep yourself updated on our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And we are a live calling worldwide radio broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Stockholm in Sweden. And of course, we are awaiting your calls very eagerly. Let's get back to the show. Let's start to take some calls, Sissy.
Okay. Oh, hang on one sec while I grab our first caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly from Georgia. How are y'all?
Hi. I'm doing good.
Hi,
how are
Kimberly.
You?
Good, good.
What's going on?
Well, I'd like to make a comment before I ask a question.
Sure.
Because I was really intrigued about the topic. So I listened in.
Right.
I'm a student of A Course in Miracles, if you ever heard of that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And
yes,
we are. And
yes.
In lesson 46, it says God does not forgive because he has never condemned. And
right.
There must be condemnation before forgiveness is necessary. Forgiveness is the great need of this world, but that is because it is the world of illusions. Those
yes.
who forgive are those
yes.
who release themselves from illusion, while those who withhold forgiveness are binding themselves to them. As you condemn only yourself, so do you forgive only yourself.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been a while since Anne and I both have kind of gone into the Course in Miracles, and that, you know, it's, were you in it today? I mean, were you looking at it today specifically?
So,
or?
No, I have a group. So I was looking at it today because I was dealing with some feelings of guilt. And when I
okay.
open it up, it always takes me to the place where
right.
I need to be.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? That's the beautiful
yes.
part about that. And you know, I still get the emails, and because there's so many there, I forget how many are in there. Do you remember in the Course of Miracles, they're numbered. Do you remember how many numbers it goes
yeah.
up to?
Yeah, there are at least 372 lessons, and it depends
wow.
on where you are, because they have workbook for students and then
yeah.
the manual for teachers, then the regular chapters.
Right, right. Oh, man, I am so happy for you, Kimberly. That is, it's, I don't even know how to describe it. And so, yeah, and that, isn't that intriguing, that specific area you're talking about, that was the topic of conversation today? So that's
yeah,
pretty awesome.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No coincidences, ever.
Yep. Yep, this is true. So what can we do for you, love?
Well, my question is in reference to my son. His name
okay.
is Micah, M-I-C-A, and he's going into his last year and a half of college. And
yeah.
he's changed his major like 3 times, and he's in creative media, and now he wants to get
ooh.
Into film. I always told him that that's where his talent was, you know, film, photography, but, you know, how they listen to mothers. But anyway, I think he wants to get a job. He wants to get a part-time job. But I'm just wondering what he needs to do right now and if there's anything that I can do to help.
Right. Okay. I'm going to say something. You may not agree, but just let me say it, okay?
Sure.
If he is media, because he has this talent, he has a skill set, and it's an amazing skill set. He's had this since he was little. And because he has this skill set, there's been an encouragement on your side, right, to have him go further this in college, right? And he has changed majors several times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing about that is, and I'm going to give you an example, my own perspective, okay? Let me use me. My son is an amazing artist. Oh, my God, he can write music all by ear. He's never been taught anything. It's all by ear. And he's been doing this.
Wow.
You know, he's an adult male in his 30s, and he's been doing this since he was 14. And he has this amazing natural gift. So mom, being me, was kind of pushing, you know, well, do this, do that. And what happened was when he was in college, it was the same thing. He would pick certain things and then it would change, you know, change what his major
uh-huh.
was. And the thing was, had I just left him alone, you know, because you try to shape your children. And maybe, you know, maybe giving him more of that freedom of him deciding, you know, because I'm like you, I was pushing a little bit, you know, well, you know, you could do this and you're that talented and just try this, you know. So they have us in the background, which are always going to support them, right? Because they're kids. We're going to, you know, they can draw an X on a piece of paper and we tell them they're an artist, you know, when they're young. So I would say let him figure this out and we just support them and love them. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I know
yeah.
you want more for him, and he's got amazing talent, amazing energy, amazing talent. And he's quite the beautiful spirit, to be quite honest. He just
yeah.
is. So he's got to grow into himself too. You know, when we're younger, right? We tend to not know what we want. We think we want this, and then a couple of months later, we want that. So it's his path, and he's got to figure it out. And sometimes, as parents, we want to direct it. Oh, well, all right. But he'll figure it out, and you should be very proud of him. He's a very
good kid,
and he's very smart. And you did a great job. You did a fabulous job. You're welcome.
Thank
Let me
you.
See if Anne, you know what Anne has to add to this. Sissy?
Okay.
Yes. Hi, ladies. Hi, Kimberly. So
hi.
I get the same thing as Sue is talking about. So I feel he's definitely exactly on the right path, but he needs to try out a few things, because that's with his own experience, that's how he's going to find the depth of his own talents. And of course, I'm not a mother actually, but I can understand that you want to do everything you can for your children. And that's very natural, and it's how it's supposed to be. But sometimes they just need to grow into things step by step. And it feels for me like he needs that table of different things to try them out a little bit. But it definitely feels like he's on the right path. He's going to, everything is going to flow for him if he follows what's coming from himself. And
okay.
it may be that he will work hard many times at something. As long as he's not doing it for many years in a row, which he won't, because it's like he's still in this time frame within this year, so to speak, of seeing different things. And maybe it's like tasting things for himself. And I feel that he will come into peace and he will come into an understanding about maybe not the full circle, so to speak, but many of what he would really feel passionate about doing. And one thing, when he finds that first thing, one thing will lead to another and he will proceed forward. So it feels also to be a year here ahead with a lot of action, maybe from time to time, kind of a lot of work, but it feels like it's going to bring him to where he wants. And if you asked about a job for him, I feel that he will find work where he can kind of do up to a certain level so that he can find his niche in this and proceed forward. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Okay.
Wow.
Good.
Hey, Kimberly, just really quick,
yeah.
Sue. Just, you got a lot to be proud of. So just enjoy. Enjoy the fruits of your
yes.
labor. He's a good kid.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm excited for his future. And yours too,
yeah.
as mom, you know. Mom gets the bragging rights.
Yes.
After all that hard work and you wanted to, you know, ground him a few times, yeah. Yeah, now you get the credit.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
Kimberly, we've got to wrap it up because we have other callers.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you both.
You're so welcome. Have
Thank
a blessed
Thank
day.
Thank you, Kimberly.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, love. Bye. Okay, Sissy. I'm going to move on to our next caller, okay?
Yes.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. It's been a while.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Hi, honey. What's going on?
Well, sorry I'm not called, but I always take advice very seriously and learn from the best.
Aw. Oh, you make us cry. Stop it. Go ahead.
So I'm a little bit startled, like a little bit like unease, uncomfortable, even though I think it's a mirroring effect, lesson effect. But I also think that I've gone through a lot of lessons and I a lot, and I understand. So this is a question. What, Neil, I got this wonderful job that, and then everything was going great, and then three females came on board. My other coworkers left because whatever, they were having situations with their family problems, so, and they couldn't handle. They were too stressed out for the work. Anyway, so
yeah.
The new ones came in. I didn't like their energy, but I did ask for them to help them, and they end up contradicting, saying false things, plan. And then there were two men my age that were helping me a lot. One became a little bit, and then the other one was always helping me. And I just want to know the outcome of this. Like, what happens from here? Do I get to go back to the same company and another location? Like, how long? I mean, this is what happens to them. Do they get reprimanded? Do they find out the truth? Do they start?
Yeah.
Do they start to have conflicts with each other?
Okay. Hold on.
I'm not perfect.
I know. Hang on. One thing at a time. Okay. I completely understand. And so, you know, Ann and I remember we always pull cards for our callers and listeners, and it's for all of us. It's not just, you know, for Ann, or not just for you guys. It's for us too. And so, let me tell you what I pulled today because I think this pertains to you, and I think you're going to actually feel better after I tell you. So I used a past life deck, right? And it just felt like there's things we need to review from the past to move forward. And so this is going to make a lot of sense to you. So one of the cards is authority figure. So it's a judge. And, you know, when a judge makes a decision, he hammers that palate, right? when you're in a courtroom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So after that, there was another card I pulled. I actually had three of them that came out. And so it tells me there's a story here. And I didn't necessarily know who it was for yet, and now I understand. The next one is persecution and inquisition. So remember those old, old images in school where they would show someone being persecuted and a hanging, or they would hang them, right? Not just witches. I mean, anyone, if you broke the law or you were a bandit, you were hung, right? You can be hung out here in the desert, right? So you know that. After that, there was the last one was medicine men and women, meaning you need a physician, right? A doctor is called. And that indicates to me that this thing we're talking about, okay, this is a past thing. And we're talking about employment, where you worked, right? Remember I said to you that October, we talked about October last year, remember that? And I said, there's going to be a prosecution. Remember? We talked about a prosecution. And this is coming to its end. And there's a judgment coming down. Okay. And it's happening very soon. And when I see like the death, it looks like the death penalty to me is what it looks like. Now, that's etheric. That could mean etheric and not a physical, or it can mean a physical death penalty. So a judgment has come down, and then when someone gets the death penalty, right, a physician or a doctor has to declare that person no longer amongst the living, right? So there's definitely something really major going on. And as far as your work, you know, I can't get anything on that as far as the where you would like to go back to. But remember I said to you back then, I mean, it was August. It's almost a year ago. It was like July, August, that I started to see this all fall into place. So now it's judgment day, I guess, if that makes sense. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to ask Anne to jump in and see what she's got as well. Sissy?
Yes. Hi, Melissa. Hi, ladies. It feels like this, because I took the ordinary tarot cards, so I have the justice card. So this process feels to already have started in the very recent past. So it's in the energy, so to speak. And I see that your question regarding work is coming up like a little bit of a challenge, but that may mean that it feels like a challenge for you because you want the answers. So I feel that the answers you are seeking and have been seeking for quite some time, they will be revealed to you. And even though things can appear, now we're talking about illusion, today's topic too, because we when we don't have all the parts of the puzzle, we can just see different things and we can't really put things together to have a big picture. So we are guessing sometimes, we are feeling in, we are seeing a few things and we try to make a whole thing out of pieces, right? But it feels like things are going to be resolved and it's coming to an end of everything of this and it's going to be better for you. I can't talk about other people involved because you are the one that are asking the question, but it feels to be that you will feel peace and you know that you can move on forward. And it's like the path ahead of you will be, it's going to be lighter and you're going to see it more clearly for yourself. And it feels like you are, if you wonder about work again and coming back to work again in some time from now, I can't say exactly when, maybe during the summer, during the autumn, but it's going to be within this year. I feel it's much sooner than the end of the year. so it's not going to take that long a time. I do feel that you will have a workplace and you will be at a decision where you like to be. So that will be resolved too. It's like the end of things coming together. So the last puzzle pieces are kind of coming to you. Does that make sense, Melissa?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm following everything you said. I remember with the, yes, that's good news. I'm glad that they're seeing the truth on this situation right now. And then, and on the other one, ma'am, the past one we saw, that's coming to a justice. That's amazing.
Yeah. Listen, Melissa, listen, I'm
Thank
going
you.
To post on our website. So I took pictures of the cards that I pulled, right? And on the scrollsofthesoul.com/live, okay, these pictures of the cards are going to be up there. I want you to see them. I feel like this needs to be a visual thing. And not just something you imagine in your head. I want you to get confirmation. So as soon as we can, it may, I don't know if we're going to put it up this second, but as soon as we can, we'll get it.
I'm going to try to do it.
Oh, Anne has it right now.
Okay.
Please go into our website, okay? Because I think when you see these pictures, you're going to finally have this release, like, oh, thank God this is done, you know, done and over with, right? Because you need to release this, right? Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yep. And so, it's thank goodness it's going to be over with. And then you can move on. Because I know it's never left you, right? It's just been there. So we'll see.
Second memory.
Yeah, I mean, you got to finally let it go because it's depressing. It's depressing. So, and I don't want you to, there's no reason for you to be depressed. Like, seriously, you did an amazing job and we're so proud of you. I can't say it enough. You stood back like you were supposed to. You became the observer. Right? And you didn't participate because once you participate in drama and things of this nature, there's a lot of illusion going on here, kind of fitting for our topic today. And you know it, and we know it, that there's a lot of illusion happening.
Yes.
Are we correct on that, Melissa?
Yes, ma'am.
So
yes, I don't like to illusion. I like to truth. I see things different than other people. That's what conflict occurs, like you and
yeah.
Yes.
You do. And you really you've come so far with your amazing, beautiful gifts. And we couldn't be more proud. You know, it's kind of like the teacher and student type of thing. And that's what it feels like. We're very proud of you. Great job. Great job. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
So feel good. Feel good about it, honey. All right, I've got to wrap it up because I've got to move on to other callers. But you're doing amazing, and you just keep us updated with everything, okay?
Yes.
Many, many, many blessings.
Yeah, you too. And get over to our website.
Many blessings.
Yeah,
many
I'm going
blessings.
To do it in the next 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. All right, honey. Have an awesome rest of your week.
Have a wonderful week. Many blessings.
Bye, honey.
You too, ladies.
Bye.
Okay, Sissy. I'm going to move on to our next caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Jessica. I have been wanting to call you guys back for several weeks because I was talking to you the last time about how I was like moving, emptying some like old material from my closet, from my boxes.
Yeah.
And that turned into, I don't know if you remember, but that turned into like a huge of me moving around everything.
Yeah, right.
I wanted to like I wanted to share that stuff with you. But so I want to make a comment about your topic, and then I want to hear what you have to say about this. It's not really a question, but just about something that something that's going on. So about your topic, I actually just had a situation just very similar to what you guys are talking about. I have been hanging out at this horse stable, and I do work with horses and humans and healing work. But I was just going there to hang out. And then I started getting ideas of like what I wanted to do at that stable. And I was like, you know what? I want to work here. I want this to be like my central location. And I was very calm, hanging out, maybe going twice a week, just feeling like going, guided to go and just hanging out with the horses. And then right in the middle of me, like relaxing, comfortable, calm in this lady who's one of the trainers there storms into like where I am at the inside one of the barns, and she flips out at me. She's like shaking because she's so emotional, and she flips out that she doesn't like what I'm doing and how I'm pitching my services to people. She doesn't like what I'm charging, and I all this like crazy stuff. And I'm like, it really like took me off my core, because I was like, when you're like really relaxed, and I was like in the flow expanded. And of course, you know, it brought up like lots of old stuff for me, which I've been clearing. I've been doing like the Ho'oponopono thing around the situation. But I was saying to her, you know, I stood up for myself. You know, I said to her, like, you know, this is actually I'm not doing what you think I'm doing. Like, you could just relax and have a conversation with me. Like, I never even met her. Like, that's not the way you approach somebody. And I was like kind of joking around, because I was like, that's actually the work that I help people with. So maybe you want to have a session. I went home and I've just been sitting with it for the last couple of days, because I was like, you know what, this is such an interesting pattern here, because I noticed somehow like in the past, like people would have issues. They would flip out on me, like me just being me enjoying myself, something would trigger them. And how then I would like be afraid to like go back. Cause I was like, oh great. You know, this is like where I want my like home stable to be.
Right.
So I've just been working around like clearing that stuff so that I could feel comfortable going back. I'm probably going to go back on Saturday or Sunday, like whenever I feel guided to go. But, I was like, oh, great. You know, now I have this situation with this lady. Like if I'm teaching workshops, I don't want her anywhere around. And it's just like, it's just a little bit awkward. So I want to share one other thing.
I have some comments.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, but then I want to share
I have something.
Else,
so hi, Jessica. Sorry, Sue.
Okay.
Taking my place here. Yeah, because right away, you know, what happens when we go, when we do inner work, when we do healing, we will see, I think we have said this many times before, but it's good to repeat also for ourselves as well and for you, because we will see a lot of energies moving around. And you have come through this, but what happens is that there's still something here within, I don't say it resists within you, but it's like you test yourself. It's not out of making things horrible for you or hard for you or challenging. That's not the point. The point is now you have come full circle with this work, so you're going to see this, and you see it with different eyes and you understand it in a different way. But somehow, many times, our human self perceive that thing that's coming back to us, and we say, I've done this myself, you know, a number of times, just pat myself on the forehead and I say, oh no, I don't want to have this again, I don't want to see this again, I thought I was done with it. But it's not coming back to you because you haven't worked through it. It's coming back to you just so you can see things with a different light. And don't despair, you're not going to encounter this many times. So what you can do, because it's like a testing for yourself, so just keep on what you're doing, use whatever knowledge you have been teaching yourself and learned through your experiences, and know that this is not going to come back. That's what I sense. So just, it's like you are leaving this battlefield that have been a part of your life.
Yes.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes. That is, there's been so many shifts over the last couple of weeks, and that has been really a key thing of, I'm not doing the drama anymore. And
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I was playing around, like, because I can see myself working there. I mean, there is a little bit. I guess I'll just ask you guys, because there is a little tinge of curiosity of like, did this lady go speak to the owner, and is the owner gonna get like, because that used to be the old pattern. That then someone would have an issue, they would lash out, and then their not doing their internal work would then sort of put the kibosh on my dreams. You know, I would get booted.
Yes.
And I like, this time I'm not doing this time, because I know I have control over the situation, but yet the older part of me, or like the little one inside of me, is still like, am I going to be okay being at this stable?
Yes. And you know what? I just have to do something more here, because I pulled a card as well. I haven't revealed that yet. For all of us, all of you callers and Sue and I, for ourselves. So I pulled a card from Energy Oracle Cards. I love them. It's the Angel of Strength. And this fits you as a hand in a glove, okay? It's about personal power and inner strength. So it is about... this time is about you just stepping confidently into your own power and speaking your truth, the truth that you know for yourself. That's when you come out of the illusion, so to speak. That sometimes people tend to throw the illusion upon us in the form of expectations, how they try to drag us into drama, a lot of things, right? But this is your time and you have it. You have all the resources you need. So you're going to manage this very differently. And I don't sense that the owner will have anything to say about this. Should we ask Sue what she has to say?
Do you think that she actually said something to the owner? Because I kind of feel embarrassed for the girl if she did. Because it's like she
Melissa,
was on
a Jessica, hang on, girl. Breathe. Into the nose, out through the mouth. Breathe. Okay. As far as the coworker and running to the boss, whoever that might be, disconnect from that. I don't care type of thing, because it's drama, right? I'm going to go back to drama. If you care that she may or may not go to the boss, right? Now you start to, you're not as disconnected from drama as you perceive. Okay. I would just not care anymore. Do your work.
Okay.
You know, you're really good at what you do. You're very good. You have a beautiful spirit about you and a wonderful aura, and animals, they connect with you on such a level. This coworker is just jealous. I hate to say it. It sounds petty. It's a jealousy thing. You know what?
Yeah.
We can't make people like us. We can't make them not be jealous. You don't have time for that, nor do you have time to feed it. Okay? You know you know.
Yeah.
You're really good at what you do. You're really good at it. And that's all that matters. This person is going to come and go. All right? They're going to come and go out of your life. They don't matter in the scheme of it. And as far as what you were saying energetically, you know, how you're connecting on an energetic level. Yeah. But slow down a little. Take a breath. Breathe a little. I know you want to get in all your questions to us. And we got them. You're good. You're good to go. You're doing exactly what you need to do. you are advancing as far as on the energetic scale, and you can feel it. You're completely aware of it, right?
Yeah. That's why I want to like share with you what's going on, because I'm so excited to share it all. It's not really like I have questions. It's, you know, there's another desire that peaked, that came up this morning when I was walking back, because I was at the park for several hours, just sitting there, which was so nice, and exactly just breathing. And I was like, you know what, I really would like to have some friends that we just like witness each other, because like there's so many wonderful shifts happening.
Yep.
And then I happened to come home and I was like, oh good, I caught their show. That was the whole thing. Can I share one other thing with you? It's shorter, I promise.
Yes, go ahead. And then I've got to move on because I've got other callers in the queue, but go ahead.
Okay. Thanks, sis. I'm going to call you sis too.
Okay.
go
for it.
So this goes hand in hand with I've just made the decision that I'm going to move back to my hometown, which is where this stable is also.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, it's a very interesting thing because, you know, in spirituality, we're always told to like keep our, you know, we put out a request, this or something better. And
right.
I do believe that. I do live by that.
Right.
But also with that said, my desire is to move back to my hometown. And this stable is in my hometown. It's a very nice stable. And there's also these trainings that I do for a specific demographic. I haven't started them yet, but it's like I want to work with that demographic. So I'm just noticing on how, it's a place that I have to really, what is the word? I guess just like really sort of own that these are the things that I want and allow myself to get them, which I notice it's a little bit of, it's a new experience to actually let myself get what I want. Right?
Right.
Because I haven't actually been invited into work at the stable yet. I'm using this, I'm actually going to speak to the owner and like sort of not pitch her ideas, but just share her some ideas of some workshops I want to do. But, it's a new feeling to just say, because I had this fantasy in my head that I was going to be offered a job, I was going to move to a new state, and all this. But I said, you know what, I'm just taking things into my own hands. Like, I'm happy living back here, and this is what I want, and I'm going to just be with my arms open and let spirit deliver for me. It's a vulnerable state to be of what I deserve and I'm receiving. And, you know, I've already set up connections over the last couple years here. So it makes sense for me just, I have been building my life here. Let me just stay and let it grow.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
The wanting to move back, okay, to what's familiar, because it is familiar and it's beautiful. And of course you love it. Of course you love it. The thing about it is that where you're at now is also beautiful and your heart is here as well. So it's kind of like you're split in two places, right, is what it feels like. So
I haven't moved just yet. I mean, it's not far away.
Yeah.
It's a half an hour away, but it's like, that's where I want. That's what I want, that job or that stable. And I want to work for that, do trainings for that community. And yes, I want to live in that town. So it's like feeling worthy to say that, you know, I want all that stuff. I used to let the universe really flip me around. It wasn't specific.
Yeah. All right. So let me wrap this up and I'm going to put it this way. On a final note, okay, you are worthy. That's a given. Okay, you are. You're divine. We're all created by Source, and every one of us are divine. Okay, and you're included in that. So you are worthy. As far as the move and where you want to go, eventually that'll happen. Like I said, breathe it in. Breathe and then release. All these things will come when they need to. Everything comes in its time. So the heart may desire one thing and the mind says another, and that's okay. Where you're at right now is actually a growth experience, okay? So right now you're just continue your education where you're at. Once you're done, because there is going to be a wrap-up point here, once you're done, you will go back. But it's not today, and it's not now. Okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. I'm in the in-between space, which I've actually written a book about.
Nice. Send us, you know, go into our platform, please, on scrollsofthesoul.com/live. Can you post a link so I can go see the book? I'd like to read it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Actually, what I do is I'll email it to you, okay? Because I'm
You
a little bit anonymous
an
on the show. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I've got to go, honey, before I got four callers and I don't want to get kicked off my board. Keep us informed, okay,
you.
Love? You're
well,
welcome.
Thank you. Okay.
Have
thank
a
you, Jessica.
Blessed day.
Blessings.
Thanks, Sam. You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Sissy, one more call, and then we've got to wrap it up.
Yes.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Patricia, calling from Ohio.
Hi, Patricia.
Okay.
How
Hi,
are
Patricia.
You?
Hi. Basically, I hadn't just listened for about the last 10 minutes to your show and that particular caller. And your show was talking about what the creative illusions we create.
Yeah.
But what struck me was she said the situation, a negative situation that happened to her. And the person, you know, was, you know, you know, a troublemaker. But anyway, that kind of zapped me was that all my life and even up till now, being accused of things, you know, being blamed for things, being treated like a suspect.
Right.
You know, I've had trauma and I've had abuse. and I've been doing, you know, the energy, you know, healing work, the release work. But how in the heck when you're, I mean, I didn't know. I really came to this understanding in my adult years, and I'm 60 that age. But I knew this was 3 years. I didn't know. I didn't know how to ask or, you know, and of course, you speak to, you know, some of these, you know, intuitives or psychics or whatever, and, you know, they are so ready to blame me and you caused this and you did that and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, okay.
Wait. Hold on. Hold that thought. They're blaming you?
Well, I mean, in different situations, whether it's work-related or social or, you know, and I'm glossing over a whole lot. But, yeah, and then, of course, on these types of calls, you know, it's like, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, you know, and I'm trying to deal with and work on, you know, several things. But it's like, okay, and heck, I wasn't, you know, privy to the understanding of ancestral wounds and ancestral healing and, energy work, none of that. So, I mean, how could I or how could anyone know, you know, and I still don't really want to say that, you know, you created this situation, you know, and you created this and you created that. And it's, I mean, how do persons, you know, because I'm sure there are many callers like me.
Yep. Let me cut to the chase here with that. Okay, first off, there should be no blame or perception or perceived of being blamed. Okay, that's number one. So that's not, I don't know. It depends on how this was said. As far as the soul and the soul's decisions that the soul had made that affect you today, that's correct. There are certain things, agreements we've made. Just, you know, I'll give you a very tiny example because I'm looking at the time here. So I'm going to give you a tiny example. Let's say in a past life, you had a situation where it was you agreed that your vow you were taking was going to be a virginity. Okay, this is way out there, I know. This is just hear me out. So with that agreement, when if we break that, if the soul says, okay, you know, this is what I made a vow to do, and then later on, you know, we may not have done that, right? And mm-hmm. what happens through the lifetimes is that can affect us and relationships. It can even affect certain parts of the body, believe it or not. But that's a whole other aspect, and I'm kind of being mindful of the time. And I know Anne wants to jump in. Patricia, you know, you're always welcome to hire us. You're always welcome to go in to Scrolls of the Soul, you know, our website, and look for Anne or myself. And we can mm-hmm. further this conversation.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. Oh.
So I hope that helps, you know. But I'm going to have Anne chime in real quick. Sissy?
Yes. Hi, Patricia. Anne here. I just want to say something very short. And there's never, ever any judgment. There shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
right.
even if... we are not responsible for everything that is created, but what we can do to step into our own power is how we respond to that. So some things we just simply need to try to release. There may have been things created, as Sue said, in past lifetimes, and that means that we did our best to cope with the circumstances, expectations, cultures, everything that was written and unwritten when it comes to rules and law at that time. And I can tell you, my sense is that it's way easier today than it was a couple of hundred years ago, for instance, because the society looked very different. So of course we are carrying some of those things with us, and on a soul level doesn't mean that they can't be can be cleared and sorted out. And another thing, we don't carry them as a way to bring challenges to ourselves or suffer anything. It's not about that. But we are merely here. We come back here, we incarnate here because we experience ourselves. And I have walked through mud in my life too, and I know Sue has too. And, you know, I wouldn't change anything. I don't say that to be, have a big mouth or being patting myself on the back or anything of that nature. No, it's not about that, because if we don't experience anything, we have nothing to compare to. So on a soul level, now I'm speaking on a soul level, that makes us understand things. And it's not like we do laugh. We don't laugh every time. We don't. It's not funny. But we always have our power. So we can always, no matter how things look like, say no to anything. If people want to drag us into drama, if they want to call us bad names, they want to mistreat us. And of course, children may be having a little bit of a difference, because you can't really take care of yourself, right? So if there's something going on with children, that's awful, right? Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Well, yeah, I was just trying to, you know, really get some understanding. I mean, you know, this is, you know, briefly, but I do thank you, you know, for your suggestion.
Well, you know, it's not like Anne says, there's no judgment here. It's, there shouldn't, and maybe whoever else you talked to didn't realize that that's how this is being perceived, or that's how they were stating it. And really, honey, what's in the past is in the past. It can affect us, but those things be cleared. It's not, you know, you don't come in, the soul doesn't come in having memory, right? We don't remember what we did in our past life. That's what Anne and I do. That's what soul realignment practitioners are. We go into the Akashic records. We locate the information and we clear it. It's just as simple as that. So, darling, you are an amazing spirit. I love your energy. Many people around you love it. Okay? Don't let that bother you. Don't.
Oh, yeah.
You are a beautiful soul.
Right, right.
Yes.
I've learned, I've gotten older and, you know, more spiritually mature, that, like,
right.
I'm, you know, bye.
Yeah.
right.
Stay over
you
there,
are.
And I'll go over here.
That's a fact. All right, honey, we've got to wrap it up before we get kicked off. You too. Have an amazing day and the rest of your week. Many blessings to you. Love
yes.
You.
Many blessings. Much love and light to you.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Sissy, I'm going to.
Yes.
We've got other
You're
callers,
leave it to
but
me.
We've got to let them know. It's, you know, we're
yes.
unable to take quite any more
yes.
calls. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. So we're sorry for that. And on today's show, we have talked about illusions, why we create them, and how we perceive them. Of course, it's only a fraction of what this topic is. But anyway, and we are sorry if we didn't get a chance to take your call. Please call into our next show. We'll be on next Thursday. We are on every Thursday, actually, at 10 a.m. Pacific time in the U.S. And if you go to scrollforthesoul.com, you can find a blog where it talks about times around the globe. So you can find a time near you around the globe on the first page at scrollforthesoul.com. And our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, June 17th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne, talking about numerology. Plus, of course, your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. You can listen to replays of all our shows anytime at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. You can keep yourself updated on upcoming shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And you can also find us on YouTube. Go to Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. And you can see full past episodes and teasers of upcoming shows. And again, if we didn't have a chance to take your call, please call into our next show. And Sissy, is there anything you want to tell the listeners before we end the show?
Just a quick thank you. We absolutely appreciate and honor all of you. So thank you for entrusting us with your questions. And we hope you have a really great week and the rest of your weekend or upcoming weekend.
Yes.
With that being
yes.
said, angels watch over you all night long. Sissy?
Love, life, peace, and joy to all of you. Until next
Bye.
Time. Bye.